Right, guys. Welcome to the podcast today. I have my beautiful friend Iara. I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then we're just going to dive into the topic today of to the girl feeling pressured. So welcome, Iara. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. yeah, my name's Iara. I use the pronouns she, her, hers. I'm a 27-year-old queer Brazilian DACA recipient in the Boston area.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So Iara and I, we're girlfriends in real life here in Boston, which is super fun because a lot of the times the people I have on the podcast aren't, like, they don't live here in Boston with me as well. But I'm just really grateful to have her here. Like, Iara is one of those people who, and she's going to beat herself up for this, but she's so knowledgeable. Like, she's so knowledgeable. She's so aware of mental health and the LGBTQ plus community and what it's like to, be a DACA recipient in the United States. And so I'm just really excited to chat with her about the pressures that, like, many of us, especially as young women, feel in life and how, you know, there's not really a specific mold or a specific way to, like, quote unquote, do life. I think that's what we're going to kind of talk about today. So I'll let Iara kind of kick it off and we'll just kind of discuss about, you know, how we've dealt with kind of the societal pressures of knowing everything, being everything, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, even you asking me to be on this podcast, I was like, I don't have my life together. Like, what do I have to say? Do I have any knowledge to bring to this? Do I have anything important to say that people can get something from? But I think it's important for us to realize that we all have so many different experiences, and that they all, like, matter in different ways. That, like, for example, like, you know, things that I might benefit from, and I may know things that other people may benefit from in the sense of, like, knowledge or air experiences, right? I just think that there's just, like, so much pressure for us to be this, like, perfect person and to have all the answers all the time. And there isn't. And when you challenge yourself and step out of your comfort zone, like, that's when the magic happens and that's when the growth happens. So just being comfortable, kind of, like, challenging yourself and knowing that it's okay to be, like, to not be perfect. Great reminder.
No, I love that you were like, you know, who am I to, like, do this? Well, I don't love that you were like that, but because I think there's this misconception that everyone else has it together and, like, no one does. Like, I firmly believe that. I firmly believe that, like, when you're 50, you still have questions of, like, who am I? And, like, what's my purpose in life? And, like, you know, how do I fit in? And where do I see myself? Because, you know, just being, like, totally vulnerable as well. Like, I know, like, yeah, I mean, I have an online business, I have a blog, and it can seem like, I get so many messages from girls, and I'm sure you're the same way, where it's like, oh my gosh, like, you have your life together. Like, oh, I wish I was doing this or looking this way or all these things. But, like, I'm doing the same thing to other people as well. And I think we forget that. Like, I think looking at someone and saying, like, they have it all together, I'm sure they never question anything about life, just is so not realistic. Like, if you're feeling a certain way, I can almost guarantee so is everyone else. Like, that whole, you know, you're supposed to have it together, there's a way to just have everything perfectly planned out. I think then we miss out on, like, the process of life. And that's where we, like, learn who we actually are, and all of that growth comes with it.
It's the journey.
Yes.
And feeding off of what you said, like, social media, I think, is a big part of us feeling like we're not good enough too. There's so much pressure, and, like, social media is the highlights most of the time, right? And being vulnerable is scary online because it's there, like, forever. But it's also really important when, like, for example, like, I admire, like, I love your posts so much because they're so vulnerable and so real. And, like, you posting a photo of you crying, like, that's not what people usually think when they think about social media. But then you read your post and you're like, no, this is how I feel. This is real and it's okay. Right.
Wait, thank you, girl. Yeah. I try. And I think someone once said, I honestly don't remember if it was, like, a celebrity or something, but, like, even when people are vulnerable on social media, it's never going to be still real life. Like, it's incredible. And I love, and, like, I find inspiration from people who are vulnerable online. I also respect people who don't want to be vulnerable online. Like, I think that whatever you're comfortable sharing with is completely your business. Mm-hmm. And you do not have to, then, like, on the flip side of all this, you don't have to be vulnerable to, like, be authentic. It's kind of, right, like, it is just sort of your scrapbook of life. But I think remembering that there is absolutely no way to make your social media profile the truth, like the full truth, meaning that whatever you're seeing online is handpicked, right? And yeah, I definitely think, like, I love that we're tying this into just like the social, like the pressures of life, because there's a pressure to look a certain way, eat a certain way, think a certain way. Like there's a pressure in that you should pick one career and like stick to that forever. Or there's just always pressures, especially online, but also just in our real lives, of like, go to college, get a job, figure out your existence by 25. Yet we're going to live to like 90. So like, I don't know why we're like figuring out our existence when we're 25. And like, I would love to hear more of your experience with that, like feeling like you have to have it together, like in your 20s.
Right. And not even in your 20s. I feel like in your teens, like at least in high school, like my experience was a little bit different, but like there's always this pressure of like, what major are you going to do? Like, what career are you going to pick? And you're a teenager, you're a kid still, like, how are you supposed to know? Like, why aren't you given the freedom to explore different things up until like you find something that you might want to do for a long period of time? But that's not going to be forever. Like, nobody wants to like do one thing forever. Like, we are growing, we are changing, and it's important for us to realize that we're changing, right? Like, for example, like our tastes in foods. Like, I hated mushrooms most of my life, and then like recently I decided that I liked mushrooms, and I was like, what is that? But okay.
Definitely. I think I was just gonna say, looking back like 5 years ago, like what you thought was important in life, or what you expected yourself to do or be, like just looking at that now, I'm a completely different human in 5 years. So I can't even imagine how different I'll be in 10, 15, 20. You don't have to have absolutely everything aligned and perfect right now. It's impossible to do so.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like you said, like, if you look back at like the things that you loved 5 years ago or 10 years ago, they're not the same and they'll keep changing as we grow older. So why aren't we changing, or why aren't we doing different things as we get older, as our like, our hobbies change, our like passions change, our drive changes. Mm-hmm. Like, why is it that we feel like we have to stick to one thing?
I would love to ask you that, Yara. Like, why do you think, I guess, why do you think there is that pressure of like, figure yourself out right here and right now, otherwise you never will? And then also how that pressure hurt you, like how having that expectation of like, okay, have your 80-year plan today, you know, what was your experience with that? And where do you think that pressure came from?
I think for me, it's definitely like, I'm not going to say it's an American thing, because Brazil is a lot different too. For example, like the colleges in Brazil, you don't get to pick electives. You pick one major and you do that until you're done. For example, like I majored in psychology in school, and I took 6 years to graduate, and I was able to like almost get a minor in art because I majored in fine arts before. And I got to explore all these different things. And in Brazil, like if you pick psychology, when you leave school after, I think it's 4 years, you have like, you're a licensed psychologist. So it's a lot different in that sense. But also I think that, I believe it was in the 1920s where like this 9-to-5 became so, when this 9-to-5 job, it became the norm, I guess. Like people started working these hours, and that's what you had to do to survive. And I think at least like the past couple of years, things are changing. Like people are becoming entrepreneurs, or they're doing other things that they fall in love with and are passionate about. And they are making this whole new life that I think is better for us. Like we're not going to be like burnt out anymore. We get to pick what we can do. Like we have time to go to the doctor's office in the middle of the day or go grocery shopping and then do your job in a different way. And
I definitely think, I so agree that there was this, and it was a good thing at the time, the whole like 9-to-5 thing, like it was a good thing at the time, like people, women were entering the workforce, right? And you got to pick something that you wanted to do, and you could work up the company. And you know, that was at that time, like it was exciting, and it was a new freedom, and it was a new, you didn't necessarily always work the same level. I think it started to become like, oh, if you work like really hard at this one job, you can grow the ladder. And like at that time, that was really exciting. But now I think it's definitely become outdated. And I also think like that pressure to have it all figured out definitely comes from our parents' generation or even grandparents' generation, like the pick what you want to do, stick to it, get perfect at it and keep growing. But then I also think we, and I will say that I think this is an American thing. So I'm going to like go off track for a second. I watched the Great British Baking Show and I absolutely adore it. Like it's literally one of the best things I've ever watched. And, but it's not even because of like the baking, it's because the people on the show. So if you're not familiar with it, it's a baking competition in Great Britain. And it is like the cutest thing ever. The participants are so sweet. It's so chill. Like they help each other out. It's just great. But I was watching it one day and they were interviewing like the 12 participants for that season. And they were asking them like, okay, so like, what do you do for work? And then they said like, what do you do for hobbies? And like, what are you interested in? And these people did so many interesting, exciting, like hobbies or fun, like opportunities, sports for nothing more than just enjoyment. Like they, their job was actually like second to like, what are you interested in? Like, I remember this one girl was like, yeah, like I work normally as, I think she was a librarian, but then her hobbies were like pottery, baking, learning like a third language, playing the flute, gardening. Like it was all these things and she could talk about it forever. And I thought, wow, like, what a shame that I think in America, and there, I'm sure there's other countries like this as well, but everything you do is supposed to just gain you more success in your career. Like you're not really allowed to do things just for fun and you're not really allowed to like explore or like have absolutely no idea what's going on. Like, right, you're just supposed to like pick one thing, one mold, and it's usually your career and then that's it. And you're supposed to do absolutely everything in your life to push that career forward. But these people were talking about like their interests and hobbies and like fun activities. And it was so inspiring to me to be like, I don't really have hobbies. Like I work and everything I do to a certain extent is like towards that. And what a shame to not just explore and like enjoy life for fun.
Yeah. And even challenging that thought and thinking, why can't your like quote unquote career be a hobby of yours? Right? Like, why are we stuck picking this career that like will quote unquote financially benefit us instead of something that could benefit you, that you're passionate about, that you're driven about? Like, think of like, for example, like a new job that you're starting that you're really excited about, or a new hobby that you picked that you, or that you really are excited about starting. Like you can't put that down. Like you're working like hours on end and you just don't want to put it down. Right. And I feel like that's how we are like wired to be. Like we are curious, we're human. We're curious about different things. We want to try different things and we're excited about different things. And why can't that be like, or like, full-time job, you know what I mean?
Because it's not like standard. I know Yara and I are using so many air quotes, so like all these words were like, it's not standard, air quotes. It's not the norm. And I totally agree. I think too, there's this pressure of if I go against mainstream and it doesn't work out, that means I failed. And I think that is the worst thing in the world that you can believe, because you're failing yourself if you never try. If you have a calling to literally do anything in life and you say, yeah, but what if I fail? Okay, I'm just not going to do it. Isn't that failing? Like, isn't that already totally shutting yourself down and you have no idea what could come from it, what you could learn from it? Like, yeah, just experiencing things just for the process, just for the experience.
Right. There's this quote that I can't remember if I'm going to say it correctly, but it's basically like, don't look at failure as a failure. Look at like, as something that you are like, okay, maybe that's wrong. For example, like, let's say you do something and it doesn't work out. Like, don't look at that as a failure, but look at it as an experience that you are not interested in, or something that didn't work out. And it's moving you towards something that you like are more passionate about. For example, like photography, since I'm a photographer, you like, I can look at photography, like let's say in a few years, like, oh, it didn't work out for me the way that I wanted it to. I shouldn't look at it as a failure. I should look at it as an experience leading me towards something different, something like quote unquote better, or like something that I'm more passionate about. And just kind of changing our minds on like what failure is, and that nothing is actually a failure, but it's just kind of like guiding you towards a different path. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
But. No, yeah, like failure is clarity. You have no idea what it could come about, and you have no idea what it might not, or if you don't like it. You know what I mean? Like I've done like, even both of us in our business, like we've changed so many things from just trying, from just mm-hmm. doing something and then going, that's not really like what I want, or not what I want it to be like, or, and that's not a failure. It's clarity. It's marking off like, okay, that's not what I want it to be like, or that's not what I want it to do. Like, yeah, it's just getting clearer and clearer actually by saying yes or no to like experiences or things along the way. And I would say, so what do you think this pressure, I guess, what effect did this pressure have on you? And then on the flip side of that, how do you now not allow it to affect you so much? Like for girls who are listening, who feel this like pressure to know everything that's going on, to figure out their whole life by tomorrow, like what was your experience with that? And then how did you stop letting it, yeah, pressure your life?
Yeah, I think apart from like me still trying to figure it out and try not to put this pressure on myself to like live a specific life, I challenged my thoughts in a way that's like something that I've never done before. I've never been one to like question rules. I've been the ones to always follow rules. And I think that that's damaged me a lot more than I thought it did. And kind of living this like ideal life for other people and not for myself. And at least for me, like I enjoy a lot of different artistic crafts. I love them all. I don't have time to do them all. And something that my therapist and I talked about was the fact that I don't need to, like, I don't need to not only just do one thing, but I can experiment with different things at different points of time. For example, like, I love the job that I do right now, like my full-time job. And I have other passions. Like I want to work for advocating for immigrants in the United States. And I want to be a photographer too. And I want to make film, and I want to do pottery or like start pottery. And I feel like I don't have enough time to do all these things. And something she said to me, she was just like, just pick one thing at a time, focus on that, do that for as long as you feel like you want to, and then move on. Like there's mm-hmm. no rule to say that you have to do either one, everything at once, because that's what I want to do, and then I get too overwhelmed. But also like the pressure of like just picking one thing for the rest of your life, especially when it comes to career, like why can't you explore and do different things with the time that you have? Like we have so much time. Like we, I don't know, I feel like we're all going to live past 100 by now based on how medicine is, but like we have so much time, and it feels, I don't know, at least for like being 27, I'm looking back and I was just like, time moved so quickly. Mm-hmm. But like, if you look like every year, what you've accomplished, you've done different things, right? Like we've all done different things. So why can't we push that further? And kind of keep doing the things that we love. I mean, we can. There's no rule saying that we can't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you said it perfectly. Like, I think it's because we tie our identity to our career. Just like usually, and like, just like a lot of us young people tie our worth to our body. So if it's tied to something, we're terrified that that won't stick forever. We're terrified that what if it makes us unhappy? What if our plans change? Like we're humans. We're not careers. We're not body, whatever. We're just beings. And so, yeah, like Yara, while she does photography, she is not a photographer. And I think that, I hope that like makes sense to people. Like I love blogging, but I'm not just a blogger. And to say like, you know, if someone asks you like, who are you? I think we're, or what do you do? This is one of my favorite questions. It's like, who are you? We, especially in Western culture, go, I'm Emily, I'm this age, and this is what I do. Like, that's literally the order. We're like, I'm Emily, I'm 23, and I work as a online like coach. That's not really who you are. And if you start to just tie like absolutely everything you are to this one identity in the career field, no wonder we get terrified of like, shit, like I have to do this for 70 years. Like I have so many other interests. I have so many other things. That's because you're a soul. You're not just an employee. And so I think that, which is exactly what Yara was saying, is like, you will change. And like my advice to people would be, get excited when you start to feel unsettled. I think like anxiety and excitement or creativity are actually the same energy. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to be like, I'm so anxious. I'm so scared. I don't know what I want to do or like where I want to go. And it's hard. And like, we're not perfect. I have many a breakdowns of like, what the hell is going on? But I think when you can flip it and go, holy shit, like, what do I want to do? And like, start to see it from that excitement perspective. Mm-hmm. It helps so much than falling into the pit of like, I have no idea. And now I'm scared.
Yeah. Yeah. And this like whole idea that we have to have this, like, I don't know, I'm always going back to this like 9-to-5 job because I'm so sick of it. I don't know. I just like, it's so many hours. It's 9-to-5, 40 hours a week. Like we get burnt out. Like, why aren't we using that like energy and that fire to like do something? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It could either be to benefit us or benefit our communities, right? Like we are human. And I think that we forget that, like, I don't know, at least as humans, I think we crave that community, that connection with people. Like, I think that at least the majority of us, like, we want to help other people, right? And I think that comes so naturally to us. And then trying to, like, move, like, fit into this, like, society that says that you have to be, like, a separate individual person, that, like, it, like, I don't know if promotes is the right word, but like promotes like selfishness in a sense, right? Like we are so divided. And I think that coming together and working with each other, we will be so much more satisfied. And yeah. I think it'll give us so much more opportunity to do the things we love. Cause there are people who love to clean, people who love to create, people love to garden. Like it's going to happen. We just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think I love you. We're not in competition with other human beings. I think that's like the biggest thing. And if you see other human beings as competition, that means that you fear like the lack in the universe and you fear the limitations, and we should be supporting one another, and we should be supporting one another doing what they love, not what we think they should be doing. That's a conversation, I think, especially like parental pressure of like, you should do this. What if I hate it? You know, like, what if it doesn't fulfill me? Like we should be striving for our own happiness and supporting the happiness of others, not just the 9-to-5 ladders, not the salaries, not the all of that sort of a thing. And I think to kind of end this and like to wrap this up, I love like, I just love the whole life shouldn't feel like a pressure. I think that's something that we've missed, is like, mm-hmm. you're supposed to grind. You're supposed to like be exhausted. You're supposed to, I know that this is a huge one, like from my parents, like, not everything is glamorous, Em. Like, you're supposed to work jobs that you hate, and like that builds character. And while I understand the whole like not being a quitter, I don't believe that life is supposed to feel pressure-y. Like, I don't feel like every day you're supposed to go, man, this like really wipes me out. It exhausts me. I hate it, but like, I have to do it. Have to do it for why? I think that's like the key for me of the pressure question, is like, people with who are listening, I would ask like, is this pressure worth it? Like, what do you think is going to come from it? If the process is pressureful, the end result isn't just going to be like rainbows and sunshine.
For sure. Yeah. Do what you love. Life is so short. And yeah, depending on like, I don't know. I understand that also like some people have different life experience, like life circumstances, excuse me. And so keeping that in mind too, but also, I don't know. okay, scratch that. I don't know where I was going with that. yeah, just do what you love. Life is so short. Like, there's no need for us to feel pressure in any way. And we just need to focus on things that we love to do and like how that's gonna, like, do you want to look back in your life and think, oh, I've worked so hard and not lived? Or do you want to look back at your life and be like, I lived my life. I did things that I love.
Yeah. You know? Living is not just working. I love that. Yeah. Thank you so much, Yara. I hope that like anyone listening feels a little less pressured. Like we're in the same boat. We all have these moments of where am I going? What am I doing? But the good news is you don't have to figure it out right now. That's the whole purpose of life. Like you actually don't have to have the answer. You just have to be willing to chase exactly like Yara said, like what feels good to you.
Mm-hmm. And what sets fire in you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, girl, for being here. And thank you to everyone for listening. We will talk to you real soon.
Bye.